Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the crowd. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Are you still sitting on a beanbag in your sitting room like you're 17?
Grow up and head to Right Style Furniture. They've got proper, comfy, stylish gear and they're Irish and family run too.
The house packages are class. For just €3,649, you get an electric sofa set, full dining setup, and beds with mattresses. That's a serious bang for your buck.
I got my corner sofa off them, and I haven't stood up since.
They've got locations in Fonthill, Belgard, and now Omni Park, open every day and late on a Thursday and Friday in Fonthill and Omni.
One-stop shop for kitting out the gaff. Don't say we never looked after you.
Exactly. Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Right, so you are probably wondering what's going on when you see the length of time that this episode is going to be on for. We are working on something, well, something that we've been working on for a few weeks now, something that we've never done before. We took Talking Bollocks on the road. We got out of Dublin and probably got out of our comfort zone as well. So we're actually finishing, we're wrapping that up this week. There's a couple of things that we have to do. So time in the studio was a bit sparse, but all will be revealed in a couple of weeks' time. I think it's going to be worth it. I had a great laugh doing it, and hopefully it's something that we get to do more of in the future. For this week, we're going to give you a mix of Talking More Bollocks. So we'll have some listener questions, and we're going to play some voice notes from TBX just to give people a taste of what is going on over there. So if you've never heard of some of the listeners here, some of them might be regular contributors, some of them might be talking about stuff that we discuss on TBX, but trust me, it does get out of hand. It's good crack, and yeah, hopefully you enjoy this.
And Dad, Terry.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Do you know what I don't like when we do that? I feel like if it goes well, the intro, you don't need to hear from me. I'm ready for the voice notes. I have to shave myself, bro, you know what these are like. Do you get me? Intro was done well. You want me wasting oxygen and then fucking some fella's gonna come in here now in 5 minutes and say, fuck your dog.
It's like, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't even put money in it. I wouldn't even be bought back, and it's a guarantee.
If that crops up, we don't know what's in the TBX phone. Yeah. We always hear the voice notes for the first time. If that crops up, we're gonna have to do a bit of explaining the backstory there to people who don't subscribe to TBX.
Well, it depends on who the listener is. Because yeah, we have a regular fuck your dog person.
But there's been a few people backing them up, not in terms of saying, like, just fuck your dog. A lot of people.
Yeah. But then we've a lot of people saying, get the location, and we lump them around. So I have a fella from Townsville looking to back me up and all. It's great. So he's in for a treat, hopefully.
I stand by, that's not really the place, by the way.
Same.
So you're saying, what's your name? John Smith.
We start off with the man himself.
McGinty, here we go.
I think we had this, but a different time frame. McGinty wants to know if you could change places with someone for one day only. Who would you choose? What would you do?
Can it be of any time, or it has to be today?
Any time.
What was that basketballer's name? Who was a joke?
Dennis Rodman.
Yes, I'd be Dennis Rodman. Back in the day,
just for one day,
for 24 hours.
It's hard to argue with that. Him or one of the Brazilians who, like, tore up European football in the noughties.
Yeah, but like, yeah, Ronaldinho. Adriano, fucking.
Yeah, them boys. I'm nearly sure they were allowed, like, yeah, if you go out and fucking put two away this weekend, we let you fly back to Brazil for a party, no problem. It's
definitely things like that. But
the likes of Ronaldinho and all.
You don't want to ever be Ronaldo and Messi, you know? They're just eating rabbit food and fucking training.
They're in bed at seven.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to be Dennis Rodman for a night.
Yeah.
Just to see.
Did I tell you, did I speak about the time I seen Ronaldinho in the airport?
What airport? Was in Dublin.
No, it was in Colombia. Colombia or Peru. One of them. We were just standing there, and next of all, like, the police, a load of police came through. I was like, what the fuck was going on there? And there's Ronaldinho. He had one of them, like, hats on, you know, the big long hats. Ronaldinho just floating through the airport. I was like, I'm really sure he doesn't even have a passport. Remember he got caught in the airport? Yeah. Caught in the airport with a fake passport. But yeah, he got a police escort through the airport. I'm nearly sure it was
the hell is Ronaldinho using a fake passport, by the way?
Yeah, are you sure this is Ronaldinho?
No, it was Ronaldinho. 1,000,000% it was Ronaldinho. It was.
Why are you questioning that?
Well, you said, why has he got a fake passport?
I think he's out. He's out.
No, he was done on that.
Yeah, he got caught with that.
Legit done with that.
Yeah, but I think legit he's out. He's out since then.
But I mean, how can Ronaldinho go through with a fake passport?
Yeah.
Like, was it just officially fake or was it a fake name?
I don't know. I don't know the full
detail. Like, how are you getting away with that?
Yeah. How do you think you're going to get away with it?
No, but especially being Ronaldinho. Yeah. Like,
I'm nearly sure that was in Colombia as well. Yeah, I think it was Colombia. I seen him in. He got a police escort through the airport anyway, so it was like legend. So yeah, you'd want to be one of them. Or Neymar or something. Didn't he have a yoke as well? He was constantly bleeding back in Brazil.
Yeah.
Going to the carnival and all.
So you're picking Dennis Rodman on any day?
On any given day, Dennis
Rodman. Well, he went to North Korea.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Can we go to North Korea?
Did you ever hear about that? You know he's good mates with your man?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un. But he's good mates with a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he just wanted to be a celebrity.
He was.
Well, he was, wasn't he?
Well, did he go to college in like Switzerland when his dad was still in power? He went to like the best colleges in the world. Yeah. So he was mixing with like the elite rich kids, like the Paris Hilton and all. And then his dad had to, and everyone's like, yeah, you want to get back here? You have a country to run. He's like, are you for real?
Sick.
Who are you picking?
I'd say Ronaldinho.
Really?
Yeah. Back when he's lining her up now in the new camp and then going back to Brazil for a party. You know what I mean? Standing ovations at the new camp, at the Bernabeu and all.
Neither of you are picking a specific day though.
Oh, so you have to pick the day and all?
Yeah, that's what McGinty's asking of you.
Oh, you just meant for any day, what person? Because I'm sure Dennis Rodman's Wednesday and Saturday were similar.
But some of his days he won, like, you know, game 7 of the NBA finals. They're probably good days.
I'm sure it was, couldn't have been much different to the average Friday night for him. Honestly.
Well, didn't he go missing during one of the big games? He was in Vegas.
In the middle
Michael
of
Jordan
the...
Michael Jordan had to kick his door in.
Yeah.
He went off, he said to Phil Jackson, can I get a bit of a break? Like, yeah, between games with 48 hours or something. Like, yeah, you can...
And he was gone for a week?
I don't know if they knew he was going to Vegas.
Days, yeah.
Himself and Carmen Electra headed off to Vegas for 48 hours.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
Michael Jordan had to wake him up, yeah, whenever he got back.
That sounds like a showy time, all right, yeah. Him and Carmen Electra, fuming. Say she burned ears off him.
Well, on a specific day.
Win the World Cup or something, or...
That's so blatantly obvious of us, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of good things that happen to people, like... Oh. Is there any heroes out there who are like, he's a fucking legend, he done this?
Neil Armstrong landing on the moon.
No, I said that was a shite.
Fake.
And what, you're stuck...
Jesus Christ's sake.
You're stuck up there, though,
That does not represent the views of myself. Power Media Audio Ireland.
That's right.
But you're stuck up there, you know what I mean? For that day. Like, not oh, I'm either walking on the moon, and you're like, right, Graham, we'll see you in 3 weeks.
3 days. Well, yeah, okay. Point taken. Right, McGinty has another one for you.
Right, let's go.
Another day-themed question. Describe a typical day in your life when you were 18, and do you miss anything from those days?
I miss college. Miss it with all my heart. It was.
No.
I miss it. See, being in college, the freedom was unreal. Out every night of the week. I was going Monday to Thursday and staying on the weekends. Unreal. Run the muck. I swear to God, it's class. Do you want to go to that lecture? I'm not feeling it. The boys were all going to the pub, you just go down there to them. Fucking deadly on. College was lethal. I can't recommend college enough to people.
Yeah, you don't realise how good you have it until it's gone.
Mm. Do you know when people say school is the best days of your life? It's not. I don't know anyone who's ever agreed with that sentiment, neither.
Ah, school was good crack.
What, you and Bleed Marco getting fucked out of physics?
From time to time.
College is well better than school.
I forget, we were in college from real trouble, though. If you got thrown out, like, because you were having a laugh.
Mm.
Would have been a good reason.
That's another thing I don't get as well. Like, when you're messing, they just fuck you out. You're like, you're not allowed to learn now. Like, what?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
I suppose the problem would be you're stopping other people learn.
If you were a better teacher, you should be able to handle like a bit of disruption and get on with the fucking class, you know what I mean?
Not sure that's how life works.
I'd love to meet one of your teachers, actually.
Do you know what?
Get one on the podcast.
Do you know
I'd love to have a chat with them about...
Like, I've never heard from any... I've heard from two teachers, I'm lying. Two teachers, but I haven't heard from anyone who I'd consider as like, oh yeah, he was my history teacher. She was my English teacher, do you know what I mean? They were just teachers who were in the school. I've never heard from anyone who actually taught me who could sit down and say, yeah, he was my student.
Yeah. School I ended up going to was the best school ever. Like for the bowl kids. Remember still I talk to all them teachers when I see them, because it's just on him the history. So sometimes I'd be walking past and just chatting to them, and they're all legends. They got the best of me. Put me in a normal school, 20 kids in a class, and claim to fucking walk the halls and all to the next class was absolute. Why would you do that?
Yeah, remember I told you about
like,
you
can't let me loose like that. I'm walking down the hall and there's another class on. You think I'm not going to open the door and throw an apple in and run? Like, come on.
Throwing an apple like a grenade and legging it.
Bounced on the whiteboard and gone. Like, you can't let me around for it. And then they didn't. They gave me the SNA then, remember?
Do you remember SNA, what I was saying about
wanted for nothing. SNAs, buses, whatever you needed.
No, the bus wasn't in the real school. That was in the other school.
Oh, sorry.
I had an SNA in the big school.
Okay.
Do you know the way they're covering the podcast in my brother's school? I think they're trying to fish us in, Terry. I think they're trying to lower us in.
Let's do it.
I don't even know them. Do you know what I wouldn't be happy with? It'd be very unsettling to me. I'll go in there and I'll be older than every single teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very unsettling.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't that mad weird? And then my brother was telling me, he was 18 on Friday, got caught with his phone in school, and I don't know what he said, something like they changed the policy that they take your phone off you. And I was like, no, that's the way it always used to be. If you got caught with your phone in school, they took it off you. So you had to get your parent to come down and get it then. So he rang me ma, and my mum was like, I won't be able to make it down for another hour. She was in work or something. So the teacher says, will I ring Calvin? I was like, how the fuck did she even know who I am? How was she going to have my number? AJ said, the school was going to ring you to come down. I was like, they sent me up, I'm telling you.
Would you have went though?
Yeah, I said, if you ever need me, but like, he's my brother, of course, if you're stuck for Anne, just ring me, I'll go down and help you out. But I was like, it's weird that they were like, yeah, my, yeah, that, Calvin. I'm like, yeah, how the fuck do you know who I am? Do you know what I mean?
You're going to have a
I know, but
big podcast and...
It doesn't matter, boys.
You
should.
Maybe he mentioned you.
I don't know. I think they're trying to lure us in. I think that
lure us into a trap. Like they are.
Because I got to come in, locked it on. Be like, what are we saying about the scale now? You feel? And I'm like, I was only messing. It was great in hell.
The home make teacher stand there with a frying pan. Say it again.
We didn't do home make.
Nobody in there is going to mess with AJ's brother.
Yeah, because Jesse kicked the head in.
Well, Jesse's the big one. Sorry.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, Jesse's the youngest one. AJ's an adult now, boys. 18. He was on the gaff the other night. I was like, do you want that? And blah, blah, blah. I was like, do you want a can of something? He was like, no, I'm all right. I was like, well, I don't know what else you're doing now. Like, he's 18, you just change what you're offering, you know what I mean? Do you want a Coke, Coors Light? No, sound, forget about it.
And you're just saying, no, you wouldn't go back, you don't miss anything from being 18?
No, didn't do that. Monday to Thursday, chilling.
Good freedom though, Terry.
Ah, freedom, I mean, not a cunt given, like, I mean, nothing. Monday to Thursday was just chilling, gaming with the boys. Best time of your life. Wake up, go and get a roll, back to the gaff, chill out in the game, probably go out for a while, come back in, boring, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday was like generic, normal, what you do, isn't it? Just go out, drink, go up to all sorts, cause havoc for 2-3 days of the week, and then the rest of the week you're chilling.
All right.
It's just the lack of responsibility was lethal.
But that's all it is. You have nothing to do and all day to do, so you're just like, what do we do?
This is from Cozzy. We've had Cozzy before.
I've had him a few times, yeah.
Cozzy says, lads, while making a fry in the air fryer for three of my mates the other morning, two sausages fell on the floor. I picked them up real quick, served them to them, and said nothing. Is this okay or not?
Yeah, depends on define real quick now. Like, are you on the ground for less than 5 seconds, then you're fresh.
Wait, what is this? Explain that.
He made a fry for his mates, dropped two sausages on the floor, threw them back in the plate, gave them to his mate. Least,
Oh, God. What's you going to do, throw her out? And kill again?
No, he didn't say anything to him. He didn't say, hey, that fell on the floor, do you want that? And your man goes, yeah, he just gave it to him.
He's a bollocks, boys. Fucking fell on the floor, eat the fucking thing.
Yeah, but he's saying, is it okay that he didn't tell him?
Yeah. Or tell him either way. I bet you he wouldn't have gave a bollocks.
Mick wants to know if you were to play a celebrity golf competition and it's a 4-person team, you two and 2 celebrities. What 2 celebrities are you picking?
Am I trying to win, like, as well?
Well, you decide. Do you want to win? Do you want to crack? Do you want to network?
Gareth Bale.
Yeah, I was going to say a footballer that's good at golf.
Good golfer.
Can't see him being a better crack though. I say he's tough.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Doesn't strike me as a great personality. Do you know who has a great personality? He's supposed to be decent at golf. David Bentley.
Jimmy Bullard as well.
Them boys, yeah. You can't put them two together. That's too much.
No. And you want to be changing, not just fucking footballers. We can agree on Jimmy Bullard, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Bullard, some crack.
Trying to think of a singer for some reason. And I don't know why.
A singer?
Yeah, I don't know
singers
why.
Singers play golf.
You'd probably be surprised, Terry.
Nah. Singers don't play golf, bro. They just sing. They go on world tours for 7 years.
What about footballers? They play football all the time.
Ah, retired footballers.
Do you know what? Jimmy Bullard and Kevin Bridges. That's go crack.
Does he play golf?
Oh, I don't play golf.
Yeah, but we're trying to win, bro.
Yeah, Taryn's like, I don't know what you're having to laugh for. I'm yeah. winning this, you mad thing,
yeah. Yeah, because it's some crack until we're last on the table and it's embarrassing now. Ah, yeah,
yeah, you'd rather be dead last than second last, wouldn't it? Because it's like, you're just as shite as us, but like, you know what I mean? At least we're getting some notoriety for it. We're getting the wooden spoon here. You know what I mean? It's like coming 19th and coming 20th in the Premier League. It's like, we're both going down, but at least we're rock bottom. Like, you know, I'd rather be dead last than second last.
Yeah, you wouldn't be taking this too seriously, though, would you?
That's what I'm saying. Get Kevin Bridges out. He'll have a bit of crack, Jimmy Bullard.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
If the whole yoke was like two people who've never played golf and two golfers, you'd be looking to have the crack and win it. Rather than us two.
Did that
two
message not say something about who's the other two you're going to pick to have a laugh with?
Just said, what two are you picking?
I said have a laugh with.
That's what I
heard. Well, that's up to you. Do you want to win? Do you want to have a laugh? What's your priority here?
I think we could do both. Me, then, I'm just hitting the shot and having the laugh with Kevin Bridges and Jimmy and Terrence Tonton and all. Yeah. Are you so fucking real? If you're not going to take this serious, we'll be out here. All right, Terry. Kevin's going through his new stand-up routine. Jimmy Bullard's going around pulling his boxers up over his belly button and all.
Oh, I remember. Go, sorry, quick, what quick. I had to say. There's no roundabouts in town.
Oh, fuck.
But someone said that to me the other day. I haven't recovered. I haven't recovered from that. There's no roundabouts in town.
Give us your definition of town again. Because yours is a little stricter than mine.
North in a city, I'm going to say.
Man, it's only half a town.
Yeah, but
does Merino count?
I wouldn't count Merino as town.
No.
North I would count Merino.
You wouldn't count East Wall there a few months ago.
Town to me starts a...
You said North in a city. East Wall counts as North in a city.
The bridge into Ballybock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the North Strand bridge there. I would say I consider them the borders on that side.
Yeah, that's the border we consider, and you're like, no.
No, it was somewhere on the other side of town.
No, it wasn't.
I was saying it stretched out further, the far end, like.
There's no roundabouts in town.
Is there not a roundabout at the end of the Alfie Byrne Road?
No. Come down the bottom of the Alfie Byrne Road.
I want the roundabout in town, is my point.
Where?
Come on, bro. Like, why have we not got one?
Do you know how to maneuver a roundabout, Terry?
What do you mean, maneuver?
When you come into, like, the rules of a roundabout.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. For how casually you said that, you definitely don't.
Always look right.
Yeah, because that's the way the traffic is going to come from.
So is that good?
Yeah, a good start, yeah. But the laneway system. There's two lanes in a roundabout. What way does it work then?
Two lanes?
Yeah, what's the left lane and the right lane for?
Left lanes to go straight, right lanes to go to the third exit.
And what if you're going left?
Go left, bro. Left lane. Left lane to go left. Left lane to go to the straight one, right lane to go to the last exit.
Is in the left lane for the first two exits, and then any other exit after that is the right lane.
That's where I was getting at, yep.
And you have to give way to the right as well, which people completely disregard. I do be driving around and around, people are pulling out in front of me. I'm like, mate, you're supposed to stop until I go past you, you stupid cunt. People don't know how to use roundabouts, so.
Yeah, it's a big problem. I was once failed on a driving test. Did it over in England when I lived there.
See, this is another thing. Like, you should have told us that about 3 years ago.
What? Failed the driving test?
Yeah, but like, you driving to us was a big revelation. And then the fact that you failed it. And then the fact you failed in a different country.
I failed it here too. Anyway, because I went indicated right. Because I was taking the third exit on a river. Which you're supposed to do.
You're right. And then when you come up to the exit, you indicate left. What? So what are you supposed to do, just drive around blindly?
She was saying, oh, people think you're turning to go the opposite way in the roundabout. And I suppose I didn't know any better at the time.
Fucking Brits.
I was like, oh, maybe she is right. No. In hindsight, I was like,
come here, how did you fail out over here?
I don't remember. A couple of small ones. Too close to parked cars, that kind of crack.
How many attempts did it take?
Got on the third, I think.
So what, one in England, one here, and then the tour time, you got it?
Yeah, as far as I remember.
My dad failed it like 3 or 4 times, yeah. And one of them was because the tax disc got posted out and my man never put it in the window, so we drove out to the test centre. Your man looked there and goes, yeah, the tax is out of date. Failed. It was on the kitchen table waiting to be put in the window. That was uproar on the gaff. Still spoke about this day. Still spoke about this day.
I bring that up, boys, for 20 years at least.
It was about 20 years ago, yeah, probably longer. Still spoke about this day.
My dad never did a test because...
Didn't have to.
Yeah, there was such a backlog. They just said... Right, everyone was on a provisional. You all get a license and we'll just start from scratch.
So how are you supposed to wait for it? Yeah.
It's like chaos following day.
Yeah.
What was the question? Right.
Is that gonna, are they going to put a roundabout in town?
Yeah. Oh, the roundabout in town, yeah, yeah.
And then I had one. Oh, I'm forgetting it now.
That fucked my head up a little bit, boys, when I heard that the other day.
If anyone knows of a roundabout in town,
there's no roundabouts in town.
There's not. Like, I can picture every single road in that vicinity that you're talking about there.
Talking about the podcast with the lads the other day, and one of the lads just goes, "Tardy, bro, why is there no roundabouts in town?"
There's no need.
I took a 3 minute pause. Like, I was like, "That's very annoying." Yeah, but I want one. You have to be inclusive.
More discrimination, huh?
Give us a roundabout on.
I drive through about 4 roundabouts to get here.
I'm just checking the location of this roundabout. Nah.
No, no.
No. I can't find one.
I know there's not. Closest one is Tofino.
Yeah. Is that not town?
Fino's not town. Phoenix Park's not town.
No, it's not even close.
Not even close.
Kind of close.
It's not. Did you know, it makes it sound close, but then how you make it sound further away is you say O'Devney. O'Devney's miles away from town. And that's closer than the Fino to town. No, not by much, but still closer.
Fair enough.
Right. Owen, into TBX. Get the phone out. Brace yourself going into TBX, boys. It's mad.
I don't think people realise, like, there's a dedicated phone for TBX that people write into. So they send videos, videos, pictures, voice messages, regular messages, everything.
Everything.
And Owen just knocks around once a week, gets bombarded with all this, and we try and go through it.
And it's usually chaos.
Right. Here we go. First one.
What's the story, lads? Gary here. Haven't been on in a few weeks. Just thought I'd check in, which has been a couple of great episodes the last few weeks. Would you rather this week? So would you rather be always stuck in horrendous traffic, but always find the best parking spot? Or never be in any traffic, but always take ages to park? And speaking of traffic, what is with all these fucking bike lanes being done around Dublin? Has the place in absolute chaos? Fucking cycle lanes, me bollocks. We all know when it's all done, there's only going to be about 6 fucking wankers that use the poxy dings.
I agree, Alan. I agree. I'm sick of talking about the North Strand. They fucking ruined it.
Can we just, before we go any further, Gar's a legend, isn't he?
Gar is a legend.
Like, we have a few people in here that are just hold some legends. Just pop him a nice little message every now and then, the little question, and bounce. Just goes with the wind. Don't know where he goes, but.
I take the not finding the parking. I abandon me car, boys. I abandon it. Went down to that flat in Wexford a few weeks ago, just parking everywhere. There's videos of people's car getting took off in like forklifts. They were picking cars up and moving them. Yeah, I left my car outside to some pub. This fella tried to back me in. I was like, hey, it'd be grand. I just left it there. I abandoned the thing on the side of the road. It was still there when I came back, but I'd park anywhere. Remember, I got fined there for a while. Did I tell you about that? Anytime I went out, I was getting fined. Do you know why, like, you go out, you think you can leave your car anywhere at 3 in the morning? You can't. There's a guard going around fucking finding people. But I'd still rather take looking for a spot than sitting in traffic. I haven't got the patience for traffic.
A spot is heavy though, because you're right at the end of the journey. No matter if it's a 5 minute journey or a fucking hour journey, you're right at the end. Yeah, you have to spend another, let's say, 20 minutes, half an hour looking. Oh no.
But like sitting,
that just sounds like
sitting in traffic, and like the lights are red for ages, then they go green and 2 cars go through, and you're like, well, just fucking pay attention, we could have got at least 5 through there.
Yeah, but then you shit get like that spot me. And the best parking space is just empty all the time. I feel like toward the end of a journey, it kill me.
Yeah,
I have to spend another 20 minutes half an hour.
I'm taking the no traffic and bad spot.
Traffic and free spot.
All right. Just for the record, something like 760 people use the Fairview cycle lane.
A year?
In the hour.
Every hour?
Between 8 to 9 in the morning, apparently, which is 8 double-decker buses worth of people.
So,
and that has increased. People cycling into town.
There's 15 people work. A minute going through that.
I guess so.
No, 15 would mean 900. So a bit less, say 13 people a minute go through that cycle lane. I find that hard to believe.
Get out there with your clicker.
I'm like, drive through there in the mornings.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there. Anyone that listens to TBX that drive through Fairview, how many people do you think uses the bike lane there that he wanted to fucking cut all the trees down for?
I just gave you the stats.
Yeah, but really, like,
they wanted to cut they didn't cut the trees down.
They were going to cut the trees down.
Well,
there was
if they
a
had
campaign.
Cut the trees down, you'd have more space to drive.
There was a campaign to save the trees down.
I remember.
Yeah, they put ribbons around them. This is like, do you ever hear the pundits talking about it? If you want to look like you performed well, you just run a lot in football, even though you didn't do anything. So you'd be like, look, I ran 10K. But like, yeah, but you made one tackle and 2 missed passes in the whole game. That's what that is. They're watching the numbers. Go on.
Wasn't that last episode there with Joe, when he was talking about not being able to wash our arse, and Calvin was saying, can you use a bidet? I'll never use one again in my life. I was on holiday there, he bored us asleep in the bed, and he made me want to be use it. I was telling him it's in the room, I was never using it. He was like, use it. He used a load when he was away. So he was using it, he was raving, ranting, raving about them. So I said, fuck, I'm going to use the air. So I went down, tried it, and didn't know we had to fucking heat the water up, obviously, you know what I mean? I stuck my arse in the freezing cold water. I nearly stuck my head through the fucking door. Jumped off the fucking thing. Oh, hell yeah, I'll never use one again in my life. Fucking frostbite on my arse for the rest of the week. Wasn't nice.
I've never used a bidet. I've only ever pissed in it. Oh, don't be taunting and looking at me like that. Have you ever used a bidet?
No, I haven't pissed in one either.
So it's just decorative when you're on holidays. Oh, this is a bidet. Why do all the Continentals use them anyways? Swipe your ass.
I don't know. Do you know only like 30% of the world uses toilet roll? Yeah. Probably less, 25% of the world uses toilet roll. There's a little fact for you.
I think he's at the scale on the numbers there, but I know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Well, lads, what's the crack? It's Rick from Dorset Street, and yes, I am from Dorset Street. But anyway,
yeah, nah.
Have you seen the two Johnnies of Pure Copages with the voice message situation? They had people sending in voice messages for their Patreon episode. So, yeah, they're pure fucking fleecy idea on yous. At least they could do is fucking send Ed Sheeran over for a few hours or something.
After, yeah. And is this a new thing from them or...
Just oh, even the way he says Rick. Hi, it's Rick from Dorset Street here.
Yeah, you liar.
He looks like he sounds like he's hosting the news, doesn't he?
For anyone not familiar with TBX, this is an ongoing issue between Rick and Terrence.
Rick is a musician, isn't he?
Rick has lived on Dorset Street for a few years and says he's from Dorset Street. And it's
you're not from Dorset Street. We'll welcome you, but you're not from there, bro. Just listen to me and listen to Rick on.
Yep.
We don't know anyone named Rick.
Hello, Rick. What's his real name?
Ricky.
Right. What's his real name?
Rick. Rick surely is a name.
No, Rick isn't his first name.
It's Richard.
Richard.
No, that's Dick. Dick is short for Richard.
Will you tell us if Rick is on your
birth cert?
Yeah. Or is he after Ric Flair? Could be
Eric.
Could be.
Just calls him Rick.
How are you lads? Glenn from Ballymun back again. Legend. Come here, the miss is giving out to me and I want to know how many times a day is too many to be showering when you're on holiday. So we're over in Puerto Rico at the moment and we're getting about 27, 30 degrees a day because they have this like mad sandstorm or something, so it's fucking roasting and I'm having 4 showers a day. She said they're giving out to me telling me that's too many. So what I'm doing is I'm getting out of bed in the morning, having a cold shower, going for the breakfast and then going for a swim. Salt water pills, and then after the swim I'm coming down, I'm having like a warm shower. That's where I'm washing myself, you know. And then after that we're going off, down whenever we're down for the day, coming back I'm having another cold shower before we go for the dinner, just to wash all the sweat on myself again. Then I'm having another like warmish shower before bed when we go back from the dinner, to wash myself again. And then the cycle's repeating the next day, cold shower in the morning, wash all the nighttime sweat off.
That one after dinner,
I'm having too many showers, I'm wasting the holiday shower.
Yeah, he is. He's had to hang the whole day in the shower.
How long do you spend in the shower, Glenn?
Yeah, nah, you don't need one after dinner, bro. And
by the way, I don't care how fucking hot it is, I'm not having a cold shower. Well, if I'm having a shower, wash myself, it's with warm water. I'm not getting in a cold shower. Not a chance.
It's not to actually wash yourself.
Putting shampoo in your hair and then fucking rinsing it with cold water? Not a chance.
It's not for that. I get what he's saying. You go up and a cold shower early morning for 2 minutes. Just freshens you up. And then you have your wash after your breakfast and everything else. Then you put the shampoo in with warm water.
Hang on a second.
On holidays, Owen.
You're getting up, having a shower, having breakfast, and then going and having another shower.
No, maybe
shower.
Not straight away. Maybe you're going on a float and getting a coffee and all.
Some life you lead.
And then you're washing yourself. But I get what he's saying.
He's doing this in Dublin.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. Cold shower in Dublin's not worth a bit. I don't care how hot it is outside.
I would not get in cold water unless it's for some sort of fucking therapy, as in like physiotherapy. I'm not getting in cold water. I'm like, oh, freshen up. A shower will freshen anybody
up.
Have a cold sauna. You're going to take a cold plunge.
But would you not have a cold shower?
No, we're going to have a normal shower.
See, the shower in the gym, we don't have a cold plunge in the gym, do I mean? So we use cold shower, but it's ice cold now. So I'll only do 10 minutes in the sauna, get out, cold shower. When that hits you, boys, it's like, do you ever see when the knee comes up? Oh. Do you have a technique?
I love it. You looked at me. You looked at me and goes, do you ever see when knee comes up? Owen.
You know, when you're coming up, it's like that, boys, when you get out of that sauna and that cold water hits you. So you get coming up on the knee for a few seconds, right? They'll be panicking.
Glenn sends the video.
Can I answer a few questions? Just had to be easier through a video. So what the inspector was checking is this box here.
Sorry.
In this corner.
Explain this, yeah.
Explains. Glenn is a bus driver.
A resident bus driver. And he's a regular contributor to TBX. I know you had a load of questions for him about the bus because I was on the bus the other day and we were saying it for ages. I've never seen a ticket inspector on the bus. They don't exist. And Glenn said they do. And they pick and choose who they find and what have you. And then I was on the bus there a couple of weeks ago and an inspector got on and I was going to take a little slow video, but he got on, he checked something at the driver's door and then just got off. So now he's obviously addressing that.
Right. So this is Glenn's video.
You're in service, this corner there has a time in it. And it might say like plus 3 or plus 4, that means you're ahead of schedule. And then they have inspectors out and they check for compliance on that. So they stop you, make sure you're on time, make sure you're not ahead. And if you are ahead, they make you wait. That's what you hear the buses nowadays doing this.
There will be a short delay to get the bus back on time.
That me today.
I'm wheeling here around on the Skamaya bus in Armorage.
And that's to get this back down to a 0 or a -1 or a -2, keep you on time. How your day works is pretty simple, so you go.
He's a legend.
If you do, let me just put in the one I've done today, right? So I took the bus off your man who started that trip there. Then when I get down to the last stop, that's the time I leave there then at the last stop. If I get there before that time, I just chill out, have a coffee, go for a toilet or whatever. But I don't just pull in and then have to leave. If I get there after that time, they don't move it back. They just tell me to go and might skip about 10 or 11 stops to get myself back on time, depending on how late I am. Or I might skip all the way to the other end if I'm a good bit late. You can barely see that with the sun. But yeah, so then you go down, you do that one then. That would have been, you know, when I got there, I would have chilled out for about 10 minutes again, back again. And then after that one is when I go on my break then, and it tells you your break. So see that, that's the first half of my day. Started at 20 past 8, break at 20 to 1, and then I would have came back 25 past 4. So that's a bad one now. You wouldn't be doing that every day. But that's a bad enough one. But your times are all set out before you even start. And you don't have to be with the bus to check that either. We have all that on WhatsApp and all, so we can check that once we get once you know what your duty is, you just check at the end, you know what I mean?
That's way too automated for me.
Just saying, Glenn sitting there in the bus, like it's parked at the garage there, and him just messing with all the buttons. The first thing I thought was Terry sitting in his car.
That's way too automated for me, the fact that like, no, you have to be at this place at that time. If you're not, you have to wait, you have to speed up, you have to skip stops and all. Can you not just let the fella drive the route? You know what I mean? And if he's ahead of time, he's ahead of time. If he's not, he's not. There's plenty of times I went to the bus stop, the bus is supposed to be in 5 minutes, there's nothing there.
Hang on, you want your bus service less organised? That's what you're asking for.
Owen, I was on the bus today and we were parked at Dunnycarney Church for 15 minutes to let the fucking time catch up. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, he'd want to hurry up, I'm going to be late.
15 minutes.
No, I'm exaggerating. It was about 10. At least 10. It was 10. We were sitting there. People were coming and getting on the bus and sitting down. I was like, what's going on? We were at least 10 minutes waiting.
Between your gaff and Dunnycarney, they'd gain 10 minutes.
Your mum's ahead of time. I don't know. But that notification thing came up and I was like, what is going on? I've never heard this noise in my life. Your one saying them words.
I'm going to fucking need my own podcast, lads, to answer all these questions out straight. But yeah, no, it's a handy one anyway, and it's all kind of set up really well. Like, there's lads watching you on a computer as well to watch your schedule, and they'll call you and tell you, hey, look, you're going to hit a schedule, you need to pull it back, or whatever you have to do, do you know what I mean? And then, like, with any job, them inspectors are like supervisors, so if you're not listening to them, you can get in a bit of bother for that, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, you're going to say, oh, well, you drove a bus into a building, what's a few minutes ahead of schedule? Like, I'm more about the minutes ahead of schedule, I'll tell you that much.
Glenn did drive a bus into a building.
He took the words out of my mouth.
Did for your reaction. How is he more scared of an inspector?
How is he more scared of being early? He's more. So this is another thing.
Glenn, explain to them what happened.
We were talking. So any questions we have about the bus, we just ask Glenn. And Glenn's a regular contributor, as I said, and he's seen us out on his route. He won't tell us where. And I don't know how, or I don't know how it came up, but Glenn crashed his bus into a building. And this blew our minds for ages, because obviously he still has the job. So we were like, and now he talks about the bus, we're like, you crashed the bus into a building and you're just going about as if it like didn't happen. Now he's afraid of being early as opposed to crashing the bus into the building.
He's like, you don't want the inspectors coming on looking at your times. Yeah, fuck it.
Imagine me being like, boys, fuck, bollocks, what did I do? What happened? I was early for work today. Imagine that.
But didn't he say he was doing a U-turn where he shouldn't have been?
He done a U-turn where he shouldn't have been, yeah. And you hear a building. I'm probably building down, yeah. So he didn't even get disciplined for it.
He's the goat, boys.
He is a legend. He's a legend. I look forward to the day I see him on the bus.
had to send us in after Calvin mentioned Ian and buses. We were flying from Nashville back to Vancouver a few weeks ago, and for some reason our departure gate had no seats. It was just ground. So there was a load of hungover people just lying on the ground. But there was this one bird, she was like maybe in her 40s, and she was saying to the gate agent, oh, why is there no seats, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I'm pregnant, I need a seat. And your one was like, the seat's over there. But I was like, she's acting really weird, like she's a bit drunk or something. And I didn't think much of it. We were waiting on the plane, blah, 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 boarded, that's fine. I sit down on window seat, her and her husband sit beside me. Brilliant. Anyways, she pulled out her Chick-fil-A. I don't know what happens in those bags, but the smell of food when you open them after you had them, and like that, she's licking her fingers, she's eating the chicken, the coleslaw had like fallen everywhere. Oh, it was actually outrageous. But like, she'd eat a little bit and then she'd close it up, put it back, maybe half an hour later, take it back out, continue eating. This is a 5-hour fight. Like, it was actually disgusting. Anyways, at least you can open the window on the bus. Can't do that on the plane.
Yeah, that's it.
Valid point.
Yeah.
Also, to add a note to that, I am in Vancouver, so this is being sent at 20 past 7 in the evening, not 20 past 3 in the morning.
Thanks very much for the clarification. Yeah. You should be putting the no-fly list for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's heavy, innit?
Honestly, you should be getting the bus from fucking Nashville to Vancouver. That's a lot of bollocks. That's because you won a few weeks ago bleeding. She put the hillbilly snapbox in her handbag.
Hi lads, love the pod. Sarah here from Portlaoise. I completely forgot that this happened. I don't know why it only dawned on me now, but during your show at the Bord Gáis, it was the halfway break and I said, right, I'm going out for a fag. So I went out the front for a fag, sitting on the little bench at the door, and sat beside this lovely old woman, and there was a young lad with her. I'd say it was her grandson. And we were chatting away anyway, saying, oh, do you know, it's a good show and all that. And Terrence was only after announcing that he's having a baby. And we were saying, you know, how nice it is and we're delighted for you and all that. So the woman then turned around and said to the young lad that was with her, oh, will you go in and get me a drink? And I said, oh, they won't let you out the front with a drink. And she says, oh, love, don't worry about that. I said, oh, all right. So she said to the young lad, go in and get me a mixer.
Has to be.
Get me, I don't know what, was a red lemonade or something. And so the young lad went in to try it anyway. And I was there. I said, you go on. I said, I'll sit and I'll wait with her. She'll be grand, like. So we're sitting there anyway. And she was sitting there maybe 10 minutes. And she was like, where is he gone with the drink? And I said, I bet you he's not allowed out with the drink. And so she said, you know what, fuck this. Well, I don't know if she said fuck this, but she got her little handbag and she pulled out a noggin of Hennessy. And I was like, oh my God. In my head, I was like, oh, this one now. I was like, she's a fucking legend. Pulled out a noggin of Hennessy, fucking took a swig out of the Hennessy, and she was like, fuck it, she goes, I don't need a mixer anyway, I have this. And I was like, this woman is who I aspire to be when I am her age. Absolute fucking brilliant. And that was grand. Anyway, the young lad came back out and he said, oh, come on, the show's going to start. So she was getting her bag ready, hiding the little
just going to pause and say, Terry has a very knowing smile on his face while he's playing. Yeah. Just play the rest.
I know where this
Hennessy
is going,
to bring it in where. And she goes, she like pats me on the leg. You know, like old people do when they're telling you something before they go. And she was like, do you know how I got this noggin of Hennessy in? And I said, no, how'd you get it in? She goes, well, you know the way, I'm older. She goes, I just came up to the door when I was getting in. And I had my grandson with me and I was like holding my bag. And he was there and she was like, I just started talking to the security guard and was like, oh, look, he's helping me in. I'm not good on my feet and all this. And so then they never even searched her bag because she was absolutely horrified that they searched bags at it. So she was like, I'll get away now to fucking sneak this. And I got him. She said they didn't even look in my bag. They just saw an old woman and said, ah, God love her, let her on in. So lo and behold, she then turned around and she goes,
you know, I am related to Terrence. I said, oh no, I didn't know that. I said, fair play or whatever. And she goes, yeah. She goes, well, I tell you one thing. She goes, they all better not come to my house tomorrow because I'm only putting on a small cuddle. And she walked off and I was just like, that woman is an absolute fucking legend. I love her. So I just said, let you know that shout out to Betty. She is golden. Love her. Love the pod. Love ye. Best of luck with everything. Bye.
You're a legend, thank you. And I knew from the second that started that Betty Woods is going to be involved somewhere with something that she's not meant to be doing. Because Betty is worse than all of us. We think we act the bollocks, boys. Betty acts the bollocks.
I love how she knows, look, I'm old, they won't touch this, I'm going to do this, and she's just pulling the wool over everyone's eyes.
There's not a bother on it.
No, she just had you carrying the messages and all, Terrence. You were struggling. She could well carry that. She's just not bothered, like.
Ah, she's mad.
What's happening, lads? It's Evan from Blanche. I have a question for Calvin.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has a coaching missus like I do.
Legend.
Does your missus randomly say, like, a really dope thing, like, just out of nowhere? Like, the other day, sitting in bed, we just get asked, oh, what are you doing? Are we going to flow to the shop? Oh, sitting there lying down, what the fuck? And another thing, Teddy Penis is a rat and I'm going to box you off anything.
This is exactly what we predicted, Alan.
That's Evan's first message.
That's first making ever message.
An entrance, huh?
Fuck me, man. He's had to make an enemy, not an entrance.
He's done both.
I'll fight Evan on Manastry. Today.
My board always uses...
I'll fight Evan at 3 o'clock.
My board always uses terms.
Do you want his number?
Yeah, send her over there. Ring him.
She always uses terms, and I don't know how. Wait, before you do this, I always say to her, it's your twist. Do you know if someone has to pay for something? I always say it's your twist. And she says that now. Oh, it's my twist on this, it's your twist on that. I was
Amy
like,
has a Dublin accent.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, it gets worse when
a
she
gets. One.
Yeah, it gets worse when she drinks, which is weird.
Which one was him, bro? He sent me. Oh my God, the amount of messages on this, bro. This one here?
Yeah, that's it.
Evan, yeah.
FaceTime now, yeah, tell your video. FaceTime, yeah.
Bro.
Closer to the mic. Oh, he's bottling it.
Huh?
He's bottling it.
He's shitting. See you with your little shy bag, yeah? 1 second.
1 second, he says.
What's up? What's up, lad?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Terry, I can hear you, you see.
Oh. So he's not bottling it, anyway. Mate, what are you doing at 3 o'clock, bro?
What?
What are you doing at 3 o'clock?
I'm being woke, bro.
Right, do you want to leave woke and have a shrine or a monastery?
No, bother, bro. You know what you do, MMA?
I was only messing, bro. You can't even have a laugh anymore.
Yeah, so take a screenshot, show me, man. She loves it.
Take a screenshot, man. Yeah. You get smart again, they'll smash your head in, yeah? Who's your ma? What's her name?
Lorraine Duffy.
There you go, there's the shout out. Do you know who Calvin's looking like? He knows it.
Sounds familiar.
Where are you from?
Can I have Calvin's answer to me question?
Yeah, my board uses mad words from Dublin, mate.
What?
My board uses mad words from Dublin.
Can't hear you. Give him the phone, Terrence.
What's the story with him actually running the podcast now?
I know, yeah, he's going over there. Yeah. Do you know what? If you want to hear his answer, you have to listen to the podcast, yeah? You little fool. See, at 3 o'clock,
ask him,
3 o'clock, Manastry, I want to try that.
Can your phone do this?
I'm in work, you dick.
You're shitting.
No, I'm not.
why are you smiling with your nose for?
Take it out and slap the legs off you.
Go on, you little muppet. Enjoy walks. See you in a while. I'm glad he was all about the smile. Why'd I rang him down?
And he doubled down.
Not have been like, yeah. He doubled down. Yeah. Over there, MMA and all the money messing, bro.
How do you know he's not messing? And he's bluffing with
he's
you, Terry.
Bluffing me?
Yeah.
And I'd whip
4D
him
chess, yeah.
I'm going to fight him.
Yeah, you have to turn him. Yeah, you have to call him out on your own podcast. You can't be bottling it.
Yeah, but the boys from Townsville and all the show, if they know half three, Manastree, the boys will be there.
Half three, you told him three.
Yeah, but it's just a leave him waiting. They're going to imagine how you Jamie.
Terrence comes down the nip.
You never showed the fight on time, man.
And you know what? Like, that's probably one of the tamest phone calls we've had.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
I hear. A lot of the story, Martin, you're getting warmer. The game is just a quality assurance check.
This is your man.
Sorry, if anyone not familiar, yeah, Martin, the sound quality on his messages can be pretty poor. So he'll send us messages to test.
If it sounds all right, and then send an actual message.
Well, I think this is another test.
I wasn't happy with that last one. Oh, is this better? One second.
Don't mind us, Martin.
I think that one sounds a bit better. What's happening, lads? Come here, I had a bit of an ordeal with my mother earlier on, and I was like, is this woman just off her head? Or is this just an Irish mammy thing? Now, I loved woman to bits, but I was like, what are you even on about? So long story short, right, but I say that's going to be long anyway. I'm bringing her out to the mechanics a couple of weeks ago to collect her car. I was in getting a service. She gets into my car and TVX was on. She's like, what's this? And I was explaining to her, talking bollocks and TVX and the difference and whatever. And she goes, oh, really, Jay? And he goes, yeah, it's TVX and it's like extra podcast because I do a lot of driving, so it's nice to have it, like, just more stuff to listen to when I'm in the car. It's only £4 a month extra. And she goes, they're giving £4 a month for that. He goes, yeah. She goes, ah, fair enough, whatever, because you're in the car, blah, blah, blah. I was like, grand. Come on, over. And then just recently, the last week or so, I'm kind of after spending a lot of money just on a few bits, and I have a few trips and stuff coming up that I'm putting money away for and all that sort of buzz.
Banging her out there.
And I've just been talking to your mother about it. And then I need to get my car in now to get stuff done with it during the week. And I said it to her, I was like, I hope that mechanic's not too expensive now. I could do it out of being a load of money, like. And she goes, well, if you weren't giving them to you fuckers £4 a month for a podcast, you'd be able to afford it. I was like, what are you on about? What? First of all, why are they two fuckers? Like, to be honest, she's not wrong, like, you are, but you know what I mean? How does she know that? She's not listening to you. And second of all, why does she think that £4 a month is all of a sudden going to pay off a mechanic's bill of, I don't know, 800-900 euro, whatever it's going to cost me, I don't even know yet. It's like, what the hell is this woman on? It's the same logic of, if you don't buy a coffee on your way to work, you'll be able to afford a mortgage. It's like, no, I won't. Not a chance, I don't even drink coffee and I can't afford a fucking mortgage. What are you on about? You know what I mean? It's that kind of logic. I was like, you're off your head. And she goes, how am I? You should be saving your money. And I was like, it's £4 a month. I said I wouldn't even, like, I don't, like, I'm not making that much money, lads, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to make out that I'm on loads of money. But like, £4 a month is fuck all. You're not gonna miss £4 a month, you know what I mean? I was like, what are you on about? But I was just like, what an outrageous statement. And I'm thinking, is that just my mother saying stuff like that? Or is it just an Irish mammy thing? Like, is that, like, does everyone just pull up with that? Like, I was like, what the hell?
That's an Irish mammy thing. Do you ever years ago tell your mate, oh, don't feel great, yeah, because you're playing that PlayStation. What the fuck, this doesn't even make any sense. PlayStation's had to give me the flu, did it?
It goes back to the early episode. Remember episode 1 or 2, we were saying, oh, if you didn't smoke now over all these years, now you'd have enough for an airplane.
Yeah.
You go, well, where the fuck is your airplane? You never smoke. She gave me a, you know, it's that same kind of concept.
Even with the coffee thing, it's £4 a month. You wouldn't even get a cup of coffee in the month for £4. Do you know what I mean? She's saying, if you're not smoking coffee every day, £4 a month is not even a cup of coffee.
No.
Yeah.
You'd be doing well.
I think we're doing all right. I'm going to up the price on. Down up to 6. Down up to 6 from next month.
Now make us some more with 550.
Yeah, 532.
Well, lads, Dan from Tipperary here. How are you getting on? Come here. There seems to be a bit of a fucking revival of Culshies, lads. I have great time for it. When I started listening to this podcast first, the TVX, it was a haven, lads, from Dublin. With their vice notes in. But yes, I see now a couple of Kilkenny lads there piping up a couple of a bit ticker accents from around the country. It's good to see, lads. It's good to see. And we have Siobhan now, our queen country. Pardon that, man. Fair play to Siobhan. That's all I have to say, lads. Up the Culshies.
Our queen
keep up riding.
Well, lads, Dan again. I'm sitting here watching you.
we just addressed the culture point.
No, can't.
There's been Tipperary, Offaly, Limerick.
Limerick.
No, can we address it? They have come out of the cracks in the walls. And he is right. At the start, it was like heavy, heavy dubs. I haven't heard a Dublin voice on that in about a month. Gar.
It's very diverse, isn't it?
We get Gar.
I told you it's something they say. It's up tip, up riding. They didn't say that.
We had a Dublin message there, but you man in the jeans.
Did we?
Yes, yeah, one in Portugal.
What are you stating facts for? Leave us with it. The cultures have come out of cracks in the walls anyways.
Yep.
And I'm here for it as well.
Siobhan made it safe to be a culture.
Yeah.
She's a trailblazer.
Yeah, our queen culture. That's how we have to address one now. Hey, Siobhan, our queen culture. A queen culture.
Listen to me now. You say that there was a good chance to get a dig over.
She'd hit you.
I think after we finish recording, we should all go together.
At the same time?
Down to Siobhan's desk. And well, I'm saying harmony, but I just want to see her reaction when she hears
should
it.
Should we record it and just post it on the TBX feed and just leave it there?
I can't like think of anything she'd like less.
Oh, no, genuinely.
That'd kill her.
Yeah.
That would kill
her. And I'm telling you now, Tarnit, she'd put the hands on you if you run that.
Yes, that'd kill her.
So hang on for a fella. Oh, a minute. This fella was all like, piped up, oh yeah, up the cultures. And he's like, well lads, yeah, so how's things?
Well, like, let's be honest.
Well lads, Dan again. Fucking sitting here watching the UFC, Jared Gordon fighting this Garcia lad, right? And listen to this, listen to what DC and Dominic Cruz are talking about.
Now they're fighting and it's a hockey match. It's like when you put the tire in the middle and they get up front and it's not time.
What you expected, isn't it? Just both of them. Who's all them about the fucking talking bollocks?
DC's chilling in.
DC's
bro.
Paying $4 a month for this. Who told them about the talking bollocks? Oh, you have to love the little subsets of the talking bollocks, wherever you want to call it, listeners. It's fucking hilarious. Daniel Cormier knows that we're trying to set up a fight with Bladen Hill, Danny O'Donoghue and Eddie Sherlock in the toy.
Just before we finish up, Evan wants you to know.
Is this your man who turns organising the knockaway?
Yep.
Really fucking hell, Terry. Bollocks.
Evan has said if Terry's up for it, get him onto me and I'll organise a spar in the gym for a TBX exclusive. I'll pay £6 for that, Terry.
Would you pay a tenner for that, Alan? Would the listeners pay a tenner for it?
He looked like a big young player.
He did look big.
I didn't see him.
I'm very confident.
And he sat roaring. He said, give him the phone. I can't hear you. And all I was like, can I take that phone back?
Yeah. He looked me dead in the eyes when he said it. When he goes, I do MMA, you know.
He didn't even flinch. And you know what? He warned you. He was like looking after you there, Terry. Yeah. He didn't want you to find out the hard way.
What you reckon here, Alan? He was very confident. Now, this is a double bluff, boys.
Listen, he's a legend. Bigger legend.
But if he's an MMA fighter, he's going to belt to someone.
Bluff. If this I'm is a double
fighting,
bluff,
I'm not fighting a man to man. If he got a belt to show, a holy.
Listen to me. If it's a double bluff, he's coming in for a TBX episode, yeah. And he's out there doing MMA. Can he dodge bullets? Can he?
No, but do you know what I'm saying? Look, I have friends who I know would kill me stone dead, like animals. And they're like, I'll batter you, and I'm like, no, you won't, because I'll just pick something up. Look, I'm never going to be stupid enough to just fight you.
No, I'm just laughing because I imagine like it's the TBX, all the cameras are set up, everything's all set up, you know, there's a lot of work and polish gone into this whole thing. And
Tarnit says, I'm on a stocking.
There's Evan and Terry comes running out of the dressing room with a hurl over his shoulder.
Hell, get down with it. I'd be in a shell.
Everyone from Bauer Media be like, for fuck's
sake. How did we not predict this?
Crystal,
camera's getting packed away before he's finished.
Imagine Chris there with the yoke.
Yeah. Yeah, the clap. Ah, stop. Yeah. We gotta find out a little bit more. See if he's a good scrapper or not.
There's a good way of finding out, Terry. Just me and my man at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, Manastry. If you're not there, you're bald now. I'll be on Manastry. Right.
The umpire said 7 times, I'm in work, you mad thing.
This gets me out. This gets me out.
Imagine him going up to his boss. Hell, look at my screenshot. He's had to ask me for a knock at 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock, having a coffee. I got a slow.
Your man's foreman standing beside him. Hear him.
Hear him,
Willie. We have to go back and finish that shift.
Here's the facts, Alan. Now you put the time and the place down, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say Jordan's going to the spar this afternoon, though, is she?
Jordan on how to get the messages.
Darren's
peeking out the blinds.
That meme of Homer at the window looking out.
He don't know Homer there. He goes, I do MMA, and turns him back into the bushes.
Yeah, I said, you can't even have a laugh. I panicked. I'll smash your head in, Evan. Thanks for writing in though.
Keep thanks for being a subscriber.
Yeah, getting smart and all, but and shout out your album. What was his man's name? Lorraine.
Yeah,
shout out to Lorraine as well.
That was a different listener.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, bro.
That was him.
I'm sorry, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Shout out to Lorraine as well. And that's a couple of blatant questions that they're coming in there from TBX.
But you can see how hostile
it gets. Our hand real fast. There's all sorts of horrible names getting thrown around.
And there's no structure to it. And sometimes you get a little story. Someone might give you like a 5 minute story about
from
Dublin.
Glass Nevin slash Finglas. That legend.
No, she lives in York now. Remember, she bought the gaff.
She bought a gaff and all.
She gave us like a 5 minute history lesson about the inner city of Dublin and all. It's great.
But it was little. And so you'll get a mixer and then you'll just say someone
might see us out somewhere and tell an absolute blatant lie about us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that as well. Apparently I was paying the police off with tickets to the board guys for speeding and all. Dog, scumbag, there's mad names getting thrown around. And we're here for it, we love it. So that's the TBX message.
And the talking more bollocks. And yeah, and we have a big thing coming. The date is a bit up in the air. As I said, we're finalising it this week. But you'll know soon. Trust me, it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah. That's us for this week. Thanks to the legends at Roy Stoyle Furniture for the support.
Speaking of great support, see what I did there? Roy Stoyle has everything, and I mean everything. Sofa, sorted. Beds, covered. Dining table, 6 chairs, boom. All in one house package. Plus, the lads in the store are sound as well. And if you're more of an online shopper, that's no problem.
Whack in the code GET10 on roystyle.ie and take 10% off whatever you're buying. Free savings. What's not to love?
I'm telling you, don't sleep on this deal. Unless it's on one of the mattresses, in which case, fair play.
Roy Price, Roy Stoyle, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Take us out, Owen.
Boom.
Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.